Hi, thank you for calling OMAX. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yes, I have placed orders with you many times, and I want to place another order with you, but I want to see if I can get a cheaper rate. I am a preferred customer. I don't know if that matters or not. What should I give you, my name and address?
Okay, one moment. You've placed orders with us before. Are you on a subscription, or you just place orders as you
I was
request them?
you no I well I was I did, they were just coming in automatically. I don't know what you call
Oh,
that.
okay. So you're probably on a subscription, but I can check. What's your email address?
Don't have one.
Okay.
I've never had one with you. I don't have one anyway.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let's see if I can locate the account by your first and last name.
It's
What's
Grace.
your, you
It's
said
Grace,
Grace, Grace?
and then I for Irene, and then Jankowski, JanKowski.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, now I have a Grace.
I don't
And
think that there's too many Graces.
what's your address?
13615 Garfield Place, Apartment 102.
Yes, that's what I have in Woodbridge,
Yes.
Virginia, 22191.
Right.
Okay, let's see, last order place. Okay, one moment. One moment. Okay, one moment. Okay, and what is the name of the product that you want to purchase?
The Omex, the vitamin D3,
Let's see.
vitamin D is in, no, D is in David 3. I think it was a 1 month supply in each
Omex
bottle.
vitamin
Yeah,
D3.
D3,
Okay, I'm
D3.
checking now.
All right.
Omex vitamin D. Okay, I found it. Omex high potency vitamin D3.
Right.
Okay, one moment. Okay, we have a 90-count bottle, 30-count bottle. Let's see, it's
I'm not.
1995.
I think mine was 2 bottles. It says 2 months for 39. And I
Two
was told
bottles.
that, yeah, it should have been cheaper than that. My daughter-in-law called you, oh, some months ago, and you said that it was supposed to have been cheaper than that, but you never gave her a cheaper price. I had some surgery done, and she was calling for me. Oh, it's been some time ago. And you said that I was a preferred customer. It should have been cheaper than what you were charging me. But you never gave her another price. I am out. I'm into my last bottle. I didn't realize that. This morning I went in and I'm into my last bottle. I didn't realize that.
Oh, I see. Now I can provide you with two bottles for $31.90.
They are what, 30 day?
Correct.
I don't know what the one is I've got. I think it's more in 30 days.
Now
I'm
I have
looking at
a
my,
90-count bottle.
that's 3 months.
Let's see how much that one is. I'm just, well, it doesn't say. It does. Well, let's see. 90 count bottle is 1995.
When I don't, I wish I'd looked at the bottle this morning. Mm-hmm. I opened up my last bottle, and I don't remember what it was. I don't think it was 90 pills, though.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking at my last invoice, or one I get you, the last one, and it says vitamin D preferred customer 2 month, $39.90. Mm-hmm.
2 months. Okay, so I have 2 months for $31.90.
That's the best you can do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess 2 months is a month each. Yeah, right.
It would be 60
yeah, right.
Capsules. Mm-hmm. 60 tablets, I mean.
Right. Okay, well, I guess that's the best we're going to do then, huh? There's no cheaper price.
No, we just have it at let's see, $31.90. So it's about $8 cheaper than what you paid before.
Yeah, because it says 2 months, so I assume that was 30 and about. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, give me one of those for now.
Okay,
and
moment.
I have to check and see what credit card you have, because I probably have changed from what you have.
Okay, let's see. One moment. Okay, now this pulled up. Hold on for one moment.
All right.
Pulled up someone else. Hold on. Let me just exit out of this. Let's see. Omex high potency vitamin D3. One moment. I'm going to make sure I'm selecting the correct one. One moment. Okay, I have the Omex High Potency Vitamin D3, $31.90. And then, you verified your address, and I'm looking for the credit card information. Hold on for one moment. Okay, and can you provide me with the credit card number?
It's a Visa.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold on for one moment. Let's see. I have two Visas on file. What's the last four digits of the Visa number?
Okay. This particular one is, but this is a new one. So.
Oh, okay. Then I probably don't have it.
Yeah, it's a new number. I thought somebody did a scam on me, and I called back right away and had my credit card changed. So they just changed, I think, the last four numbers. But this one is a Visa, and it's 4107.
Okay, so no, that's not what I have on file. Okay, and then what's the card number, please?
That's what I was giving you, 4107.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I thought when I asked for
the last four
numbers. I thought that's what it was. Oh, okay, because I'm looking at a two visa numbers on file, and then when I asked for the last four and you said 4107, I'm like, no, that's not what we have. Okay.
I've been using this one for a long time. However, like I stated, I had it changed because
it was compromised.
It was compromised. So,
no
or
problem.
I thought it was. It turns out it wasn't, but I thought it was.
That's good.
To catch it, I called real quick and they discarded it and gave me a different. But they only, I think they only changed the last four numbers.
Oh,
I'm
going to
give you, I think so, but I'm not sure. This one is 4107 9300 9238 9891.
Okay, and the name as it appears on the card?
Grace Jankowski.
One moment. And the expiration date?
Is 8/26.
That's my son's birthday. And the three-digit security code?
852.
Okay. Repeat
how
the... he'll be, let's see, he is 28.
Okay.
Yes, he's 28. Okay. Now, could you repeat the card number for me, please?
The whole card number again?
I just want to make sure I have it correct. I don't like to repeat it. I prefer the customer repeat it.
Right. 4107. 9300. 9238. 9891.
Yes, that's what I have. You'd be surprised. Okay. I know I've placed orders over the phone, and then the representative, they'll repeat the number, but you never know who's around. And I tell them, no, you don't repeat it. I'll repeat it.
Right.
So it's just something that I try to practice because, you know, you'd be surprised.
No, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I'm on a kind of a secure phone anyway.
Okay. No problem. Now, the billing address, is it the same as the shipping address?
Yes.
Okay.
And the same that we talked about before.
Oh, okay. Right. No problem. I'm just going to verify it again just to be sure.
We can.
The address
Go ahead.
I have is 13615 Garfield Place, apartment 102, Woodbridge, Virginia 22191.
Right.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question because maybe I shouldn't have ordered it today. I'm leaving next week to go away for a week. I'm leaving next Friday, and I won't be back until the 1st. Will this be here before then, or do you know how long it might take?
That's a good question, especially because of Christmas. You'll be back when?
The 1st.
The
1st. I'm leaving next Friday.
Next Friday.
Next week Friday.
Okay,
Friday.
Today, so it's about a week.
But, you know, it comes, wait a minute, it comes in an envelope anyway, so you wouldn't be putting it, I don't think you'll be putting it outside my door. I think it'll go in my
mailbox. As long as if it's small enough to fit in the mailbox, sure, we'll just put it in your mailbox so it'll be here when you get back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have the bank, I'm going to have the post office hold my mail.
Oh, okay, just to stay on the safe side. Okay, so then you can go in and place the order today then, huh?
Right, right. That's true. I was forgetting that for a minute. I'm not going to go get them. But that's why I wanted to check. I don't think you normally put it in the mailbox. I think you do put it in the mailbox, and if you do, that's good.
I was outside the door. Because I was going to say, usually if it's small, well, if your mailbox is large enough to receive a small package, then they will put it in the mailbox.
It is.
Okay. All right, so we'll place the order. The charge will be $31.90. Okay, one moment. It's processing the payment.
Okay.
Okay, and it did process, and it looks like you are all set.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hold on. So much I want to get done before I go.
I know, right?
So I went in to where I keep keep my medicines in my closet,
mm-hmm.
and I looked, and it was the last envelope, the last bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I think usually two bottles come in an envelope. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It's been a
mm-hmm.
while.
Oh, okay.
It's been since April of 21, since
oh,
I
it has been a
any,
while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had two surgeries, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
I
I'm glad everything worked out for you.
Kind of out of it. Well, it's working its way towards that, so.
Good.
Well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful holiday.
Oh, you too. And I wanted to ask, you know, we have so many other different products. Would you like to try our CryoFreeze? It's a joint defense product.
A what?
It's good for inflammation and things like that.
No.
It's called CryoFreeze. Okay. Just had
yeah.
to ask. All right. Well, you have a happy holiday, a safe one as well.
And
thank you for calling OMAX.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.